Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thousands have marched in the Brazilian city of Belém to call for climate justice and land rights at COP30. The demonstrations have brought together indigenous communities, Brazilian youth groups and activists from around the world. Indigenous activists have been protesting outside of the COP venue, saying many have been excluded access to proceedings. Though Brazil's Minister of Indigenous Peoples, Sonia Guajajara, says 400 places out of the 1,200 in Brazil's delegation were granted to Indigenous representatives. Christiane Poyanawa says she wants to be heard on the issue of Indigenous land rights.
Estamos aqui hoje na Marcha Global pelo Clima.
We are here today at the Global Climate March. Women, youth, Indigenous peoples and river communities are united to demand social justice and the demarcation of Indigenous lands. Our land and our forest are not commodities. Respect nature and the peoples who live in the forest.
The opposition has outlined the main parts of its energy plan after abandoning net zero emission targets. Liberal leader Susan Lee and her Nationals counterpart David Littleproud say the coalition would change the objectives given to regulatory and investment agencies if the coalition wins government in 2028. Mr. Littleproud says agencies are currently forced to prioritise emissions reductions targets, but the coalition's approach would be technology neutral, and this could support a future transition to nuclear. Renewable energy is widely regarded as the cheapest form of new electricity, but the coalition says it will forge a cheaper path, which would include government support for baseload power generated by fossil fuels. Shadow Minister for Energy, Dan Tehan, says Albanese government is not achieving affordability for climate goals.
They don't have an answer when it comes to energy affordability and reducing emissions. The $275 they promised you at the end of this year in the reduction in your power bills isn't going to happen. They also promise that they were going to bring emissions down as well, yet emissions are flatlining.
Liberal leader Susan Lee has promised the coalition will announce more detail on its policy to reduce migration numbers in the coming weeks. It has been a contentious issue within the Liberal Party as some backbenchers like Jacinta Nampanjimpa Price push for deep cuts to migration. Senator Price was dumped from the shadow front bench after a week-long spat over comments she made about Indian migrants, culminating in her refusal to back Ms. Lee as Liberal leader. Ms. Lee has revisited the issue, vowing cuts to migration would be a priority under her leadership.
We've been working very closely on migration policy in the last 6 months. This work has been done by Paul Scar, and more recently John O'Dunham has joined as the Home Affairs Shadow Minister. And in the coming weeks, we will release a migration policy, the broad principles of such a policy, that demonstrates what I have said from the get-go, which is that this country's migration numbers are far too high, and this needs to be addressed as a priority.
The federal government is to offer $200 million in funding to support 96 projects that help communities strengthen their resilience to severe weather events. The funding comes as part of the Albanese government's $1 billion Disaster Ready Fund, which invests in projects that can reduce bushfire risks, construct flood protection infrastructure, build cyclone shelters, and advance warning systems for natural hazards. Over $138 million will be invested in 41 infrastructure projects, with construction commencing immediately. The federal government will purchase more water rights from farmers and irrigators in the Murray-Darling Basin as part of a renewed push to return 450 gigalitres of water to the local environment. Environment Minister Murray Watt made an unexpected announcement at a summit about the basin in Adelaide. The government intends to purchase an extra 130 gigalitres of water through voluntary buybacks in the southern basin. This is roughly equivalent to the volume of an Olympic swimming pool. The federal government is seeking input from the public on laws that would apply to tech companies to ensure online safety. Answers submitted in a new survey by December 7 would inform legislation that aims to put the onus on tech companies to proactively address a range of specific harms on their platforms, such as child sexual exploitation and attacks based on gender, race, or religion. The government has already committed to implementing the measure, what they're calling a digital duty of care under the Online Safety Act. The duty of care model was a key recommendation of the independent statutory review of the Online Safety Act in 2021, undertaken by Delia Rickard late last year in 2024. The survey link can be found on the website for infrastructure.gov.au. Scientists in South Australia are asking the public to help conduct surveys aimed at monitoring the health of the state's koala population. Citizen scientists can download an app co-developed with CSIRO to record the location and details of their koala sightings. The Great Koala Count aims to determine the impact of drought, disease, bushfires, and other threats to the species. Flinders University Professor Karen Burke de Silva helped organise the initiative, which has national implications. She says South Australian koalas could be moved in the future to repopulate the East Coast.
I think koalas are a very iconic Australian species, and the fact that they are now listed as endangered along the East Coast of Australia is really quite a sad story. But the fact that we have a rich and in many places growing population of koalas in Victoria and South Australia, that really gives us hope that even if things get even worse on the East Coast, those populations down south are going to be able to sustain the rest of the population.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Nearly 70 public schools in the ACT are closed today as concerns about asbestos contamination continue to spread in the territory. 16 schools and 6 preschools were closed for investigation after the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission warned a coloured sand may contain asbestos traces. ACT Education and Early Childhood Minister Yvette Berry says testing will be done over the next few days at the affected sites.
Health officials confirmed that the risk is very low and they do not recommend any clinical assessments will be required for people who have been in contact with these products. However, the ACT has strong work health and safety laws and we are required to eliminate risk as much as is reasonably practicable. For asbestos, that means isolating the space, testing and remediating. All of this is required to be done by a licensed asbestos contractor.
3 people from the Northern Territory have been arrested and charged with corruption and defrauding the Commonwealth Government of up to $71 million. An 8-month-long investigation that involved the AFP resulted in multiple raids that targeted businesses and homes in Darwin. It's alleged that a Commonwealth employee, his spouse and two building company directors worked together to improperly steer Defence Department contracts to their company for personal gain. If convicted, they each face 10 years imprisonment. Hikers are being urged to plan ahead and carry personal location beacons after three rescue operations took place over 24 hours. The three incidents happen in the Alpine region of New South Wales when weather conditions changed dramatically on Saturday. A multi-agency team was deployed after a 000 call from a 33-year-old man who had become separated from his companion and was without equipment, clothing, provisions, or experience to ride out the conditions. A personal location beacon alerted the SES to another hiker who got into trouble in Kosciuszko National Park. He was suffering the effects of fatigue in deteriorating weather conditions. Police are urging hikers to check and monitor weather conditions before heading out and to ensure they have enough supplies, including water and food. And now in sport, in football, the Australian Championship has thrown up a remarkable game. The Wollongong Wolves needed to beat Marconi by 6 goals to qualify for the knockout stages, and they nearly did. The Wolves going up 5-0, Marconi having a nail-biting last few minutes to survive. They'll play either West's Apia or Bayswater City in the quarterfinals next week. Around 3,000 deaf and hard-of-hearing athletes are gathering in Tokyo for the 25th Summer Deaf Olympics, with the opening ceremony just kicked off on the weekend. The event is taking place just over 100 years after the first Deaf Olympics were held in Paris in 1924. Australia has sent a team of more than 90 athletes to the Games, including members from country's deaf women's basketball team, the Geckos. President of the International Committee of Sports for the Deaf, Adam Kosa, says 81 countries in total are represented.
As a refugee, South Sudan, this is going to be their first time of joining this game. The East Timor and Laos, they are going to join this game for the first time. So I'm very, very happy.
Athletes will contest more than 200 medal events across 21 disciplines, including athletics, badminton and karate. The event continues until November 26. A former A-League great, David Williams, has won the Coach of the Year at the 2025 National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Sport Award for taking a First Nations football team to this year's Emerging Socceroos Tournament. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Sports Awards acknowledges athletes, community organisations and leaders across 13 categories. Mr. Williams, who played for Perth Glory until his injury last year, announced in early November that he wouldn't return to the team as a player. Mr. Williams told NITV he feels honoured to receive the award.
For me, it's special because I believe in, everything happens for a reason, and I got injured in December, which gave me the chance and the pathway to continue on and be a coach while I was still contracted. So, it was one of those ones where I fell into that type of role and fell into the right hands of some people and was able to, get into a role and coach young kids, which is, what I want to do, and it's been great so far.
Other recipients for the NATSI Awards include broadcaster Charlie King for the National Media Award, tennis chair umpire James Dean for the Sports Official of the Year, and retired Matildas goalkeeper Lydia Williams for the Trailblazer Award. And now for a look at today in the weather. Brisbane is sunny at 30 degrees. Sydney is partly cloudy at 21. Canberra is windy at 12, and Melbourne is seeing rain at 14. Hobart is seeing rain increasing at 12, and Adelaide is slightly rainy at 16. Perth is cloudy at 22, and Darwin is seeing possible storms at 26. And that wraps up the latest in sport, news, and weather You're listening to NITV Radio.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.